Okay. I want to talk a little bit about Chanukah and maybe a little bit about Parshas Vayishlach we just read yesterday. Vayishlach, some interesting parallels. We always read Vayishlach a week or two before Pesach. So, the Nusach HaBracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, is the whole question what the Nusach HaBracha should be. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ayin Vav, quoting what you have in Talmud Bavli, but even within Talmud Bavli's Nusach, it's not 100% clear, but the Nusach has brought in Shulchan Aruch, Hamadlik Belel Rishon, Mivarach Shalosh Brachos. The first one is, Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. There is another Nusach, completely different. That's what you have in the Yerushalmi, and some Rishonim actually quote this, the tour of the Beit Yosef in Tafresh Ayin Vav, quotes Yisrael Yaleket and others. Based on the Yerushalmi, the Nusach should be Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Not Le Hadlik, but Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And this goes to a sugya in Tzachim, in the first parak in Tzachim, exactly when you say Nusach Al, when you say the Nusach of Lamed Le. And based on the kolam of that Gemara, one could have thought, like the Yerushalmi, in fact, that the Nusach should be Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, because one of the kolam has to do with whether it could be done Aydei Shaliach. And since you can have someone else lighting their Chanukah, so maybe you should have the Nusach be Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So the Ran, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and here in the Dirshu, Mishnah Berurah, they quoted as well, that L'maisa, we know that an achsinoi has to be mishtatet bepruta. So to the extent that there's some element of a personal fulfillment, so therefore it's considered like a mitzvah that you cannot do aydei shaliach, and therefore it's treated like the nusach of le. But l'maisa, even though that's true, there's another discussion that's also relevant, and that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam, there's a long tshuva, by the way, in this, in the Chavad Das, Chel Gvav, Simin Mem Dalet. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos that if you do the mitzvah yourself, then you would say lasos. If someone else is doing it for you, then you would have the nusach of al. So l'mashal, kava mezuzah beso, you say l'kvoa mezuzah. You made a maikah on your gag, you say lasos maikah. Your mafish truma la'atzmo, you say lehafish. Your mal, your own son, you say lamos haben. But the Rambam continues there, Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph. If someone else is kovei mezuzah for you, they say al kviyas mezuzah. If they make the maikah, they say al asiyas maikah. If they're mafish truma, they say al afreshas truma. If someone else is mal, and this is what we have, of course we have by mila, al hamila. Now what's interesting is, in terms of what we do, common practice is by mila, we always say tahushayla, but we typically say al hamila all the time. So how do you square this Rambam's rule with Ner Chanukah? The shaila that was asked by Avadi Yosef here is Hamadlik Neros b'Chanukah b'shlichusa shel Baal HaBayis. So now, even if you say that when I'm lighting myself, I say lehadlik what? We'll see. Come back in a minute to the nusach itself, Ner Chanukah or Ner Shel Chanukah, but lehadlik. But what if someone else is lighting for me? Then shouldn't the nusach then become al hadlokas Ner Chanukah? That was the shaila that was raised. And the Maaseh goes back and forth, and he brings some who would strongly say, including the Bach, in a chinami, based on the Rambam, if someone else is lighting, it should say, Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And then he brings the Yerushalmi, that Maaseh and many Rishonim who hold that really, even if you light, the Nisach should be Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. So Adi Shaliach, we could certainly say that, based on the Rambam's klal. But at the end, he says, and the different reasons that he suggests, he brings along the way, Marach Har Zeruah and other Mekoros, that when a Shliach is Madlik, you should still be there next to him, so it's Ke'ilu, you're there too. So the minig is that you always say Lehadlik, but if the Shliach says, Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, Yesh Lo Mi Sheyismoch. So that would be if someone else is making the Bracha and doing it V'Shlichus. You have to know if it's really called shlichus. That's another question. Again, Ner Chanukah. Is it really shlichus? Is it din that the bayis has to have the ner? It's not really a shlichus halacha. It could be another consideration. Let's go back to what we know. We're familiar with the Nusach of Lehadlik. Now, the question is, Lehadlik what? So, Nusach of the Shulchan Aruch, and in the Gemara, it's different Gersos, in the Gemara Shabbos, Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. That's the Nusach of the Shulchan Aruch. Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Says the Mishnah Bura, the Gemara b'chol ha-poskim isa ner shel Chanukah. V'chein kasav ha-marshal. So the Marshal says ner shel Chanukah, ach shekasav sheyomar shel ha-Chanukah, b'mila achas. Interesting. V'lo shel Chanukah shtei milos. V'ha-olam einogim l'hakpid bazeh primigadim. Ad kan the Mishnah Bura. What is all this about? L'hadlik ner Chanukah, l'hadlik ner shel pause Chanukah, l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. It's interesting. What's the Nusach by Shabbos? L'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. That's everyone agrees. Not l'hadlik ner Shabbos. As far as making it one word or two words, shel Shabbos like one. We don't find people breaking it up. Putting it together. Shel Shabbos. Even though, truth is, if you go to Od Nuschos, you find that when you have shel with another word, even in Nusach HaRambam, Od Nuschos, you see that very often it's merged together. But that's, I think, with more with the Svardim, that's what you find even today. The Ashkenazim generally shel doesn't get merged together, and yet here the Marshal is saying Shel Chanukah put together. So why is that? And why is it different than Shabbos, where the Marshal would agree that you don't say Shel Shabbos together, you say Shel Shabbos. And according to the Nusach Ner Chanukah, the Bachal, what's the difference? How come here you say Ner Chanukah and by Shabbos, you say Ner Shel Shabbos, even if it was set together, Shel Shabbos, not Ner Shabbos. What's the difference? So the Shura, they say it's the Shura, it's really the Shura bringing from his father, who found in the Mashal himself, the Pshat, why the Mashal felt to say Shel Chanukah, one word. And I think this would also explain why, if you leave out the Shel itself, why you say Ner Chanukah. That's what the Arizal actually says to do, and some Chabad probably does this as well. It's based on Od Nuschos, so Hadik Ner Chanukah, like the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. So what's the Pshat? Ner Chanukah, not Shel Chanukah? And if you say Shel Chanukah, even though you wouldn't say Shel Shabbos together, you'd say Shel Shabbos, so you say Shel Chanukah together. What's the Pshat? So the Shlah says the following, again, quoting the Marshal, Ani Einai Ra'u Sefer HaGadol Yam Shel Shlomo, Ner Shabbos has a function to give you light, and it's not exclusively a ner mitzvah. It's a ner for light. It's Shalom Bayis. It's for yourself. Raksha mitzvah Shabbos Olav. Elamai, but the Nair that's giving you light is also a mitzvah to light such a Nair. But it's really a chefs of a Nair independent of Shabbos. It's a chefs of a Nair for Hadlaka, for light. What a Nair is, for Shimush, to use. Elamai, it's also used for Shabbos, to light for Shalom Bayis, to light Nair Shabbos. V'nikra shel Shabbos, says the Marshal. Aval hacha, haner eino kishaneros, ve'eino osir lohar la'atzmo. We know, ein lanu shus l'shtamish behem. In other words, if you go like that mandama, we hold, l'rosim bilvad. So the ner is be'etzem, a chefze shel mitzvah. Ein osir lohar la'atzmo, le'persume nisa d'chanukah. Zog the Marshal, m'shamachim nevarche ner shel Chanukah. K'loma, she'eino osir elo l'chanukah v'lo l'zulasa. That's the pshat that the Shlah brings from the Mashal. So that explains, first of all, would explain why those who say without the word shel, ner Chanukah, because that's the etzem what it is. It's unlike Shabbos, where it's a ner independent of Shabbos, but it's mitzvah to light a ner of or and shalom bayis for Shabbos, but it's a chefza for shimush, so it's ner shel Shabbos. Mashenkin Chanukah, it could be without a shel completely, ner Chanukah, and even if you say shel, says the Mashal, shel Chanukah, and if you don't always do it that way, but here you do it as Shel Chanukah, to be one and the same. So it's something very interesting. There was a gadol in Germany at the end of the 18th century, end of the 1800s, Rav Chanoch HaKohen Arentroy, his grandson was in England. He has all kinds of interesting ha'aris on nusach of diktuk and things in Gemara, mechkar type issues. He was a contemporary of David Zvi Hoffman in Germany, and he has the following essay, short, Ner Shabbos Lashon Zachar, Ner Chanukah Lashon Nekeva. He notes that we know there are many words that can sometimes be used with Lashon Zachar and Lashon Nekeva. One of them is Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayishlach. I told you can take to Vayishlach. Those who have said it with Rashi know what I'm referring to. Right? It says in the Pasuk, Vayavum Yavu Esav Machne Ha'achas Vihikahu. Rashi has a long arichas here. Machne Mishamish Lashon Zachar V'Lashon Nekeva. Tachan alai machane lashon akeva, ha machane hazel lashon zachar. Rashi goes on, yishar dvarim ha mishamshim lashon zachar v'lashon akeva, Hashem is yotza l'oretz, and then you have Hashem is zorcha alamayim, lashon akeva, lashon zachar, v'chein ruach, eish, yotza me'eish Hashem, yotza nekeva, v'eish lo heid lashon zachar. Tosis and Kiddushin that based on the base also brings examples, and one of his examples is the word ner, the Lashon Chazal. The Lashon Mikra Kemat in Chumash, I think it's always Lashon Zachar, Ner. But in Lashon Chazal, Tosfos brings two Gemaras in Shabbos. One where it says Ner Shekavsa, Kavsa Zakuka, that's a Sugya of Ner Chanukah. And then you have another place, Ner Shekava. So says Rav Chanoch HaKohen Arentroy, it's interesting, the case that Tosfos brings of Ner Lashon Zachar is Ner Shabbos. And the case of Ner Lashon Nekeva is in the Sugyas of Chanukah. So he says, even though you find maybe in a few places near Lashon Nekeva by Shabbos, he finds the old Girsa and the Gemara really was Lashon Zachar. So he wants to say, based on how he figured it out, that the reason is because since near Chanukah, the Yisod that we just brought from the Mashal, he doesn't quote it, but the idea that near Chanukah, the near and the Chanukah are inextricably linked. It's not Stam and Ner, it's a Ner Chanukah. It's a Ner Chanukah, it's exclusively for Chanukah. So the Lashon Nekeva tags on to Chanukah. So therefore, even though Ner is the Etzem Lashon Zachar, but since it's Ner Chanukah, so the Lashon Nekeva is used specifically by Ner Chanukah because the Ner is Ner Chanukah, and Chanukah is Lashon Nekeva. He brings another example like that, Sefer HaTorah. So sometimes the Torah could use the Lashon Zachar to modify Sefer, sometimes it's modifying Sefer HaTorah Azos, it's going on Torah. But since Ner Chanukah, it's Ner Chanukah, so the Lashon Nekeva takes on the feminine form of Chanukah. It's interesting, it goes very well with this Marshal that the Shlok quoted. One other Ha'ara in this is the Lashon Ner. We know that except for the first night, we are lighting Neros. So how you say Ner Chanukah, or Ner Shel Chanukah, as it might be. Seemingly, it's by Shabbos, it's not a kasha. Shabbos, the Iker is one. Okay, Minig is to light two or many, but it's Ner Shabbos, Ner Shel Shabbos, right? But what's Pshat by Chanukah? Except for the first night, it's many. What? Not the Mahad, Ner Shabbeso. Interesting, okay, interesting svara. See, Bracha doesn't want to relate to the Mahadrin. Okay, interesting. That's when I didn't see that answer. It's a good one. So here in the Dirshu, they bring from the Primigadim, Shalorzul Chal Pinusach HaBracha Ben Hayom Harishon Lishar Hayamim. The first night, it's one, so they say Ner for the rest. But I saw another interesting answer based on Rashi and Vayishlach. Lo and behold, another Rashi and Vayishlach. Rashi says, Vayhi Li Shor V'Chamor. So Rashi says, what does Yaakovinu mean? Vahili shor vachamor. Rashi says, the derech is that if you have many, so you can use a lashon zachar, lashon yachid. Derech eretz lomar shvarim harbe shor, adam omochaveiro balayla kora tarnago, ve'no mekoru atarnago lim. Okay, I don't know if diktik-wise Rashi would extend it here, but maybe yes. You could say, near, meaning, meaning what? Meaning the... The near meaning more than one. Stama ha'ara, ha'neros halol anu madlikim, the nusach ha'neros halol, so bishlama, the night, second night and on, it's ha'neros halol anu madlikim. That's plural. The first night is just one near and the shamish. So that's ha'neros halol anu madlikim, en lanu shusli shtamish behem, eleros and bubad is going on the near, not on the shamish. So how do you say ha'neros halol? Once we're talking about Chanukah and Parshas Vayishlach, I'll just give you a little inyan of drush. This is also something we could be marach if we wanted to, but just give you a taste of it. The story of Dina and Shechem and what happened there with Shimon Velevi. So I found in a lot of Svarim, Rabbi Gedalia Shur has an Arichas in his Sefer Or Gedalia. It's brought from other Svarim. Chassam Sofer said it. Kedushas Levi, the Baditchever and Pashas Vayigash says it, and many others. They note that there's a Simon Labanin here, just like we know Mais Avitzim Labanin with Avitzim and Yaakov. But also this story and how it occurs is a remez to the Golas Yavan and the Hatzalah of the Melchama of Nes Chanukah. You think about it, what they did was in response to Kitimu Ashatimu as Dina Chosam, the gather of the Timu Koashmanim. It was in Eretz Yisrael, and this violation of Dina occurred in Eretz Yisrael, so it's Dugma of Golas Yavan, and a lot of it had to do with the distinctions between, you might say, Yisrael v'Amim, that the Bris Milah is what separates us from non-Jews, and the act was in Derech Melchama. Levi, of course, is a simon of the Kohanim. Shimon, says the Baditchever, was one of the children of Matisyahu. And it was a Derech Melchama, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the victory of Rabin Biyad Ma'atim. So you see a lot of interesting connections between this story and the Hatzalah here. Even the fact that there was a certain azus that they went with, not even asking Yaakov Avinu, they were boteach in him. Betach Rashi says they were boteach in Yaakov's chus, but Yaakov wasn't exactly thrilled with this, to say the least. But they did it with a certain chutzpah, and that was the midah of Yavan, azus. Namer is the Namer is representing azus, which is generally a bad midah, but if you channel it in a positive way. Put it Azus de Kedusha, so that's the Tikkun. And in a certain way, one of the Svarim says, one of the Shinaversing says that the fact that they did it without asking, Pafka shows that they were using the Midas HaAzus in a positive way. Maisa, it's hard to know what to make of all this. At the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu, of course, disapproved, but nevertheless, there was this Yetter Dishmai that they had. And in that way, there would have been this the Simin Labanim for the Nes Chanukah. And again, there's a lot of Ramazim that one could glean here in terms of the Parsha, the Shem Yisrael that Yaakov Avinu gained right after this story is again the specific Yichud of Klal Yisrael. The notion of Yaakov might have a Shaychus to Umas Olam, but Yisrael is above that. And that notion of Havdalah and Yisrael Amim is part of what the Melchama against Klal Yisrael was. Yavan had no problem with the intellectual idea of Talmud Torah as an intellectual pursuit, just as they valued wisdom. But the specific ideas that define us and mitzvahs that define us as unique, as Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, Chodesh, Milah, that's what they were after. And part of what came as a result of the Maisa Dina was the birur of the Shem Yisrael. So again, there's a lot of Jewish that we can obviously go into, but just simply the idea itself is already mentioned. It's a note in the Chassam Sofer and the Baditchever and Vayigash, Gedal Yeshur here in Parshas Vayishlach, Shishmachach and Yosef Lekach. We're already in the spirit of Chanukah. We should begin to think about both the halachas of Chanukah and the machshava, the lessons and the musa of Chanukah as well. Okay.